The desks are empty on the floor of the Tennessee House and Senate. The chambers adjourned for the year late Friday, and now it's all up to Governor Bill Haslam on what does or does not become law. State Capitol correspondent Chaz Sisk was there till the bitter end. Hello, Chaz.
Hi, Blake.
All right, let's start with one of the things to pass during the session, the very last things, phasing out the hall income tax. First, remind us what that is and whether Haslam's on board with this.
Yeah, so a hall tax is a tax on investment income. So basically, we're talking here about dividends, interest payments, things like that. And right now, it's at 6%. It's one of the few reasons that an individual has to file a tax return in Tennessee. And so for some people, it's pretty costly. For other people, it's just kind of a nuisance. There's really not that many people that actually have to pay the tax. It's about 200,000 people statewide. These are mostly wealthy people, but also a good number of senior citizens and even some middle class people. And Republicans have been promising to get rid of it for a long time.
All right. So getting rid of the hall tax, what's the problem with that?
Well, it's raised about $300 million in 2014, which is the most recent year they've got figures. And this is money that's split between the state and local governments. And some local governments, particularly wealthy places, really depend on this source of revenue. Governor Haslam said that he's fine with a tax cut this year because the state's doing so well, but he doesn't want to commit to eliminating it until there's a clear vision of how to balance the budget once it's gone. So that might be a reason for him to veto it. But, you know, he really wouldn't quite commit to that last week.
I think the answer to that will be like everything else. We'll take it and study it in the course of time and come back with a response.
And Chaz, over the course of time, how long does Governor Haslam have to sign this bill?
Well, he has 10 days from the time it reaches his desk. It's not really clear when that's going to be, though. The end of the session, there's a flurry of legislation, so there's a real backlog of things kind of moving through the process and getting over to his desk.
All right. Aside from the hall income tax, you had some butting heads with the governor on defunding the diversity office at the University of Tennessee, letting professors, university employees carry handguns on public college campuses if they have a license, a resolution to have the state sue the federal government over refugee resettlement, and a bill that's gotten quite a bit of outside attention that would let therapists pass on clients who they feel they can't in good conscience help. Chaz, where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with the counseling bill, because that's probably the one that's closest to a final decision. You know, the thinking there, I would say, is that a veto is pretty unlikely. Just about everyone who's talked to Governor Haslam has come away with the impression that he's pretty sympathetic to the argument that counselors can't be good counselors if they have fundamental disagreements with potential clients. So I'd say I think a veto there is probably pretty unlikely.
So how about the defunding of UT's diversity office?
I think that's a possibility. He could veto that on the ground, on the thinking that this is just too much meddling in the affairs of the University of Tennessee.
All right, and university employees who have a license carrying a handgun on campus.
Yeah, again, I think the thinking there is that this may be something that schools should really decide on their own and not something that lawmakers are deciding for them.
And how about suing the federal government over refugee resettlement?
Yeah, that's an especially interesting one because there's been some question over whether the governor even has the power to veto that. He certainly thinks that he does. And here, I think maybe he could veto it on some separation of powers grounds. Basically, the resolution says the attorney general has to sue the federal government. And if the attorney general doesn't want to do it, lawmakers will do it for him. And that may just be something that the governor feels is too much getting involved in litigation for the lawmakers.
All right, so Governor Haslam, he's already vetoed one bill this year, the one that would have made the Bible the state's official book. Lawmakers tried, though failed, to override the veto. So now lawmakers, they're not left in town. Is there any way they could override a veto at this point?
No, actually not at this point. The resolution that they passed ended session for good. Now, there was some talk on Friday before they left of keeping session open for another month or so they could come back in a month and have what would be basically a veto override session. This was an idea that was put forward by Representative Andy Holt, and here's how he explained it.
I think it's more important for us to pass our business and to reserve the right, the constitutional right that we've been given, than to concern ourselves with our fundraising at this point.
Fundraising. Chaz, what is Representative Holt talking about there?
I mean, that's probably the best reason for them not to have a veto override session. For the most part, lawmakers can't raise money while they're in session. And so even holding session open for another 30 days even though they're not actually doing business at the Capitol, would basically mean they couldn't do any fundraising for the most part, and that means they really can't campaign, and that's a non-starter for them.
So I guess now they are on to campaigning, which I'm guessing is where our next batch of conversation topics will come from. So Chaz, thanks for the late nights on the Hill this year.
You're welcome.
Chaz Siska is WPLN State Capitol reporter. I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.